You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Colonel Retired Jim Tinkham, Executive Director of the National Guard Youth Foundation, who has a wealth of experience in financial management, budgeting, logistics, and human resource management. Over the last 7 years, he has championed the effort to make the National Guard Youth Challenge Program recognized as the premier program helping our country's high school dropouts turn their lives around and become productive citizens. Because of his leadership, the foundation has expanded its staff, implemented a robust scholarship program, and an internship program for graduates of the National Guard Youth Foundation, and has significantly increased its annual donor, sponsorship, and grant programs. Colonel Jim, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. For the benefit of our listeners, tell us about the National Guard Youth Foundation.
Well, the National Guard Youth Foundation is a nonprofit foundation. Our mission is to advocate and support the National Guard Youth Challenge Program. The foundation provides scholarships, it facilitates internship and job opportunities for graduates of the Challenge Program, and we also foster program awareness to promote the successes of the Challenge Program. With the foundation also works to raise awareness of the growing dropout crisis and its impact on society, the economy, and our national security. That's what we do.
Now, you have an event scheduled in Los Angeles on September the 29th for the inaugural California Challenge Champions Gala. Share some information about this cause.
Well, we use our galas as an opportunity to raise awareness throughout the country. In this event in particular, we're raising awareness about the California Challenge Program. We're also raising awareness about the dropout crises in California and throughout the country. We use this opportunity to raise funds for scholarships and our internship program, and then our awareness effort nationally. At the same time, we use it to promote the success of the program both in California and nationally. We normally will give out an award to a key individual that's responsible for making the program so successful in the state. It's attended by cadets and graduates of the program, and then sponsors and supporters of the Youth Challenge Program. This year, we've got our Los Angeles event scheduled at the Millennium Biltmore Hotel. It starts around 6 o'clock, and then there'll be a dinner at 7. So we're looking for a great event and anticipate a crowd of about 400 people.
Wow, that's tremendous. What are some notable successes your organization has achieved?
Well, we're celebrating over 110,000 graduates of the program. The program is located in 27 states in Puerto Rico, and we have a total of 34 programs throughout the country. The program is a proven approach to turning the lives around of dropouts. An MDRC study, which is an independent social policy research organization, has shown that the dropouts who attend the Challenge Program are 29% more likely to earn their high school diploma or their GED. They're about 86% more likely to attend some college, and then they earn 20% higher wages. 75% of our graduates either earn a high school diploma, a GED, or return to school to do so. This is nearly double the pass rate of other adult education programs. Recently, also, a RAND Corporation study was released, and the RAND study has shown that we return 166% on the dollar on investment for a dollar into the program. This program recently has ventured into a public-private partnership in an effort to grow and expand the program and tackle the national dropout crises. So that's our most recent event. We're hoping to expand even further throughout the country and in the states.
Well done. Today we are joined by Colonel Retired Jim R. Tinkham, Executive Director of the National Guard Youth Foundation, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How does the National Guard Youth Foundation raise awareness of the growing dropout crisis and its impact on our society, economy, and national security?
Well, the foundation sponsors a number of events and activities throughout the country. We host galas in Washington, D.C., and we're expanding now out into the states, to, as we had mentioned earlier. We hold special events, panels, forums, and briefings to discuss the dropout crisis throughout the country and what the Youth Challenge Program and the National Guard Youth Foundation is doing to help curb the crises. We also have newsletters that we publish out of the foundation to try to bring positive visibility to the successes of the challenge program.
And finally, how can people help your organization or volunteer to aid at-risk adolescents?
Well, specifically, if they get on our website, www.ngyf.org, they'll have an opportunity to link into our upcoming gala in California. They can become sponsors or make donations towards that gala. Also, they can, from that link, they can join us at our at the national level through sponsorships or donations, or through our website. They can find a connection to the local programs out in their states and connect with them and either offer to volunteer or become a mentor for some of the graduates. So there's a lot of opportunity for the folks in this great country to help these high school dropouts.
Sounds like a plan. He is Colonel Retired Jim R. Tinkham, Executive Director of the National Guard Youth Foundation, NGYF. He has a wealth of experience in financial management, budgeting, logistics, and human resource management. And over the last 7 years, he has championed the effort to make the National Guard Youth Challenge Program recognized as the premier program helping our country's high school dropouts turn their lives around and become productive citizens. And because of his leadership, the foundation has expanded its staff, implemented a robust scholarship program, and an internship program for graduates of the National Guard Youth Foundation, and has significantly increased its annual donor, sponsorship, and grant programs. And the website of reference, go check it out and help today at ngyf.org. Colonel Jim, thank you so much for being with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Certainly was our pleasure as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
I think there's one key, and that key is do something every single day that furthers your brand, that furthers your business development process.
Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
My one piece of advice would be breathe. Take a breath. Step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business, because it's really hard to get out of.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.